I'm gonna have to owe so much after this.
I think it's ridiculous.
That really sucks.
Scared shitless.
I just think that it's sad.
There is roughly $1 trillion in student debt, and 40% of that loan number helps pay for expensive graduate and professional degrees. These findings come from New America Foundation, which is an education budget program. Jason Delisle of New America, who published the findings, broke down how grad students are paying more than ever before.
A Master of Arts of students who borrow at the median, in 2004, they left school with combined undergrad and grad debt of about $40,000. In 2012, after adjusting for inflation, that number's about $59,000.
Delisle says that in 2006, grad students were only able to borrow $20,000 from the federal government.
And then in 2006, they changed the policy such that grad students could borrow whatever the school charges. I don't think it's a coincidence that shortly after that policy is in effect is where we see a really big uptick in debt levels.
Delisle's advice to grad students is that before you borrow money, go ahead and make sure that you know your monthly payment options for once you're out of school. However, he says that these findings really illustrate a much larger public policy issue on whether or not the federal government should be giving out large loans to people in graduate school when many low-income families are still unable to receive an undergraduate education. Christina Savant, Annenberg Radio News.